Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the 10th and Broad Church of Christ podcast. Today's message is presented by Ken Holsberry, the preaching minister at the 10th and Broad Church. Let's tune in now for Ken's message.
Well, this morning, around the world, Christians are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we believe some things that are very important. It is important that we say them out loud on occasion. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We believe that He came to this earth and He was born of a virgin, just as the Scriptures prophesied that He would. We believe that He grew to become a man and that He lived the only sinless and perfect life that has ever been lived. The sinless life that made Him a worthy sacrifice for our sins. And we do believe that Jesus allowed Himself. No one took His life, but He gave His life willingly. And He allowed Himself to be nailed to a cross. And in a horrific and cruel and shameful way, our Lord allowed Himself to be killed. But we also believe and confess and proclaim that on the third day, just as He prophesied, God raised Jesus from the dead. Amen? Amen. And He is alive and He is well on this very day. And that after His resurrection, He appeared. He appeared to many. He appeared to the women at the tomb. He appeared to the 11 apostles. He appeared to hundreds of His followers over the next 40 days. And then He ascended into heaven where He reigns as Lord and King. And He sits beside His Father at the throne of heaven. Those are things that we believe. Those are things we confess. Those are things that we proclaim today. That is the good news of the gospel. The good news that has changed our lives and changes lives all over the world. That Jesus died and that He rose. And so we're going to sing about that this morning. We're going to pray about that. We're going to think about that. We're going to celebrate the communion, the Lord's Supper, and remember His death. And remember His resurrection. And then we'll have a beautiful, meaningful, visual symbol of moving from death to life as we participate in the flowering of the cross. Well, He died, but He is alive. And folks, that has changed everything.
Amen.
There were guards at the tomb, and there was a stone sealing it up, and the power of God quieted the guards and rolled away the stone. And He walked out alive. The grave is empty, and it has lost its power over us. It has lost its hold on us. Because He's alive, and that has changed everything. Hell was defeated, death was dethroned, darkness was derailed, the devil was demotivated. The tomb was empty, therefore hope was fulfilled and faith was vindicated and the prophets were validated and the soldiers were aggravated and the disciples were animated. Sin lost. Shame died, hope soared, and love has won. Because at the resurrection, God brought life out of death. God brought light out of darkness. God brought peace out of chaos. And God brought beauty out of ashes. See, the resurrection changed everything. It even changed the cross. Because what seemed like an end to Jesus was a brand new beginning. And what seemed like final death was really new life. And what seemed like cruel, hateful evil, God used for incredible good. And all of that had been told in advance by God's prophets. Isaiah was one of those prophets. And when he told about what Jesus would do, he said it this way: to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. See, one translation, instead of beauty for ashes, one translation says that flowers for sorrow. And this morning, we're going to have an opportunity to visually show that transition from sorrow to flowers, from death to life, from darkness to light, from ugly to beautiful. See, the resurrection even changed the cross. Many of you have brought flowers today. If you are a guest with us and you did not bring flowers, Shane, where are those flowers? Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. If you were a guest with us and you did not bring flowers, there are some flowers here. You can just take one out of the vase. There are some flowers there. You can take one out of the vase because we want you to participate with us as well. But in the next few minutes, we're going to just begin to sing some songs together. And we're going to invite you to come up. And I've done this several different times now. We've done it together last year. It works every time. Order out of chaos. But just take your time. You may want to be one of the first who come up at the beginning and begin to decorate the cross. You may want to be one who holds back and reflects for a while. However you want to do that. There's no right or wrong way to do that this morning. But we want you to participate and be a part of watching this transformation. It's just a symbol of the transformation that God did in the life of Jesus. And it's a symbol of the transformation that He has done in my life, that He has done in your life, that He will continue to do and that He wants to do. And so let's sing and let's worship and let's flower the cross.
Look low in the grave He lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Forever with His saints to reign.
God sent his Son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
And then one day cross that river, I'll find life's final word in fame. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know he reigns. Because he
your name. Such was the suffering you bore for us.
The cross, our way to freedom. The cross, our wrath to bear. But God's so rich in mercy
took up our place. Set us free. Our King, who reigns victorious, now sits upon his throne. Forever he is worshipped. Glory to our God alone.
Lift him high.
Lift him high. Our praise to Jesus. Lift him high for all to see. Lift him high. Set us free. All the saints adore you. Heaven bows before you. Worthy is the great I am. All the saints adore you. Heaven bows before you. Worthy is the great I am.
All the saints adore you. Heaven bows before you. Worthy is the great.
Lift him high for all to see. Lift him high, the cross of Calvary, where mercy died to set us free. Mercy died to set us free. Mercy died to set us free.
All praise to Jesus. Beauty from ashes. Joy from mourning. Life from death. Flowers from sorrow. All praise to Jesus. So thankful. So thankful for Jesus. For the power of his death and the power of his life. I'm so thankful that he is alive and well today. I'm thankful for you. I'm sitting there watching you put these flowers on the cross, thinking a couple of things, and one, thinking, what a beautiful thing to watch you put the flowers on the cross, but a beautiful thing to be reminded that there's not a single thing we could do or ever do. It's what Jesus did. It's God who brought life from death. The other thing I was thinking was there's not a single place on that cross for another flower. And how thankful I am that that's not true for God. And his love for us, there is always room at the cross for another one who will come and bow their knee to Jesus and believe in him and receive life. You're probably going to want to come up and take pictures after this around this cross, because it is a beautiful, beautiful thing. In a few days, these flowers are going to fade. It's just reality. Because we live in this world. And in this world, things move from life to death. But Jesus said an incredible thing, and he said it backwards. Because in the spiritual realm, it is true. Jesus said, you can move from death to life. We've been going through the I am statements of Jesus. And in John chapter 11, to a sister in grief, Martha, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And on that very day, he proved it by calling Lazarus out of the grave. And just a few weeks later, he proved it when he himself was called out of the grave. Jesus is the resurrection, and he is the life. But in this world, we're still going to suffer pain and sorrow and grief and mourning and death. But our hope, our confidence, our faith, our trust, our allegiance is in the one who has conquered death and who has become the resurrection and the life. Paul and I have some friends who, a decade or more ago, went through a horrific few days when they found out that their 20-something daughter, who was married and had a daughter of her own, became very ill, and they watched her die in the hospital. And this is a man and woman in a family of incredible faith, but they were grieving and they were hurting. And they had gathered around her bed for the last time. The crowds had begun to go away. It was just the immediate family left. And they delayed and they put off actually leaving the room and leaving the hospital, because there was just something final about stepping across that threshold back into life and into the world without their daughter. And one of their sons told the story as he watched his mom and dad. And he said, as they walked down the hall, they were both in tears and both sobbing. And his mom was really barely able to walk. She was just being held up by his dad as they made their way to the door. And they got to the door and they stopped. Again, it was just something about taking that step. And he said, his mom looked up at his dad and she said, remind me of what we believe. And his dad looked at his mom and he said, we believe that the tomb is empty. And they walked out into life. And God has transformed that death of that daughter and has done incredible ministry through that family. And one day, she, like all of us, will be resurrected. Because if we follow Jesus in this life, we're going to follow him into life. He's the firstborn of the resurrection, and we get to follow. Would you join me as we pray? Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven, Holy Spirit, we thank you for who you are, the creator of the world, the source of all life, the beginning of everything, the one whose voice brought everything into being, the one whose breath gave life to a mound of clay. And you, God, have breathed life into every one of us. Death is not something you brought into this world. Death is something that sin brought into this world. Our own faithlessness and rebellion brought sin and death into this world. And rather than leaving us to what we deserve, you, again, through your power and your beauty, brought life back to us. And so death does not have the final word. Death does not have the strongest hold. We will all in this world suffer and go through pain and sorrow and ultimately go through death. But it will not be the end. We believe that with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, with all of our being. We believe that death is not the end because it was not the end for Jesus. So, Lord, thank you for demonstrating that to us, for going through life and sorrow and pain and death and rising again. And so this morning, we again confess and proclaim our hope and our belief and our allegiance to Jesus, who is alive and who is well. And we pray in his name. Amen.